The Mishnah lists off now cases where there is a tvicho mechira, there's a gneva, there's a tvicho mechira, but there won't be a chiv above a chamisha. Mechoroi chutz me'echod mimeya shaboy. Lama zogin that the ganiv sold the behemoth, but he didn't sell the whole behemoth. Even a minuscule part of the behemoth he didn't sell. Well, learns it out. Interesting drasha. The pasuk says, "Utvachoi oy mechira, tvicho mechira." Mat tvicho, the meisa shchita is chal on the whole behemoth. The heter of shchita is always chal on the whole behemoth. So mechira also has to be on the totality of the behemoth. If anything is left over by him, you can understand it. What the Torah is telling us is that the added meisa gneva, the being moisiv on the issa gneva, is not only the being moisiv from the rishus of the ganav, but even the fact that a ganav has kinyonig gneva. And he holds on to it. He has to return it, but he holds on to it for the Bailim. If he liquidates it and he passes that on, that's a dover noisiv in the gneva. If it's not a full meisa gneva because some of it he didn't sell, then it's not a full chiv mechir, and then there won't be the chiv dal vehe. That's one case. Oisha hoisa leboy shutvis. It's the same idea, really. He's a shutif originally in the behema. So there's no tvicho mechiru because he didn't do a tvicho mechiru in the whole behemoth. We have the drosh that we mentioned. Now it's interesting, is that how does one do a gneva? You have an animal, and it's owned by Reuven v'Shimon. Reuven decides he doesn't only want 50%. He decides that he wants the whole behemoth. So it's in the barn. The barn is owned by Reuven and Shimon. So what does he do? He comes in the middle of the night. He takes the behemoth and he puts it in a different barn. He claims in the morning that somebody broke in and was stolen. So the fact that he took it's interesting because his holding on to the behemoth is not an act of gneva. But because he did it in a way where he's getting rid of the other owner, it's considered a ma'aseh gneva. Legabi kefa, we don't have a miut. Even though he didn't steal the whole behemoth, half the behemoth is shayach to him, he'll be shayach the karen of half the behemoth with the kefa on that half. It's only in Dal Vehe that we have a mute that has to be a complete Tvicho Umechiru. The Rishonim Amoisif, a Chiddush in the second din of Hoysaloi Boy Shutvis, is that you could theoretically say that the mute was only by one case and the Mishnah had to be Moisif another case. Maybe you would say that it's only when they're Shutvim, 50-50, so they're both full owners, or they're both half owners in the full behemoth. Well, let's say five brothers, they yashim from a father, and the two sabais, which means the joint estate from the father, they're all 100% ownership together. Each one has 20% of the full ownership. So then you would say that that's not a ganze tvichu mechira. But what happens where Reuven owns the behemoth, Shimon has a partnership in the behemoth in the fact that he owns the regular behemoth. So maybe then we would say that the rest of the behemoth is shaykh to Reuven, and on that we would consider it a ganze tvicho, a ganze mechiru. Kamashman from the fact the Mishnah says two cases, that both cases are not bichlal, tvicho mechiru kula. Then the Mishnah goes weiter. Hashoychit v'nisnabla biyodoy. This we've mentioned before, that tvicho is only a shchita ru'uya. Shchita ru'uya means with the shchita is mata the behemoth. If the behemoth, something wrong with the shchita, so then it's not shchita. Hanoicher v'hama'aker. It's l'chore cases which are v'nisnavlo b'yodin. Snavlo b'yodin can mean the animal died in the middle of the shchita, or it can mean there was something that rendered the shchita, any of the dinim that I mentioned in the first few prokhom of Maseches Chulin, that rendered the shchita no good. That's all under the title of Hashoicher v'nisnavlo b'yodin. Then the Mishnah says even more than that, which l'chore is more pashut. Noicher is that there wasn't a shchita at all. He cut the behemah in half. Ma'aker is that he just ripped out the siman of the behemah. He didn't shecht at all with a knife. It's not a psul in the ma'aser shchita. It's even worse. So over there, about it, that's not called tvicha. In all these type of cases, the halacha is that on the original ma'aser geneva, mishalim tashlume kefel, ve'ene mishalim tashlume abo v'chamisha, that's not called tvicha to be mechayev abo v'chamisha. Now the Mishnah lists other halachas then again to the Tanoim of becoming mechuyev and kefo dal vehe. Gonav, b'shus habaylim. The gneva of the shor and the seh took place b'shus habaylim. V'tovach u'mocha chutz mirshusam. The tvicha mechira took place outside the rishus of the Bailam. He was moitzi the behema mirshus ha-bailam, and then he was tevech u'mocha. Oy, shegonav chutz mirshusam. The gneva didn't take place. He didn't go into the owner's barn and take out the shorosa in the middle of the night. The behema was wandering around outside. V'tovach u'mocha mirshusam. And he was tevech u'mocha. He put it in the barn, and he was tevech u'mocha there. Oy shegonav v'tovach u'mocha chutz mirshusam. The geneva and the tvichum chiluchot is a kal v'chomer. All the parts have to be b'shus ha'baylam. If the whole thing took place b'shus ha'baylam, kal v'chomer. V'shalim teshlum abo v'chamisho. We're talking about where a ma'aser geneva was done. That means even if the behem is outside the rishus of the owner, by taking the behem is on the street, by him being moshech the behema on the street with intent to steal the behema away from the baylam, with that he's koine kinyone geneva, literally a ma'aser kinyon. He's moshech the behema. He's moshech the behema into his rishus. That's called kinyone geneva. And with that, he becomes the ganiv, and a tvichu mechira is taking place now on his watch, on the behema that he ganvid. So it doesn't make a difference if the actual maisa tvichu mechira took place in the barn of the owner. However, avol gonav v'tovach u'mocha birshusam poter. However, if he was never moitzi the behema, that means like this. There's a behemoth in the barn of Reuven. Shimon comes in the middle of the night and he wants to steal it. So what he does is he walks over to the behemoth, he does a ma'aser shechita. There's no chi of kefil because an act of geneva was never chal. It was never moitzi the behemoth mishus ha-bailam. So it was never a chalois kefil. The tzura of dal vehei is there has to be a ma'aser geneva, which is mechayv A, karen. B, the chalois ma'aser geneva creates a chi of kefil. The bezdin will paskin. And there'll be mechayev him kefil. And then he does another act after the gneva mechayev is kefil. He does another act which is mechayev dal vehei. Here he didn't have that. There was no ma'aser gneva being mechayev kefil. The tvicha u'mechira with intent to steal and to liquidate is not enough. Now we'll just mention one more point, which is really bava basudik, but it's negeh tibshan this mishnah. One of the cases where there is kinyon igneva, being mechayev kefil and thereafter the chiyad al vehei could take place, is where he was moshach chutz l'shusoy. What does it mean chutz l'shusoy? The behemoth is wandering around, we said. A behemoth could be wandering around literally in a rishus harabim, or it could be in a simta, which is a little bit more secluded. Chazal see that in between a rishus hayach and rishus harabim. Rishus harabim is not clear if mishicha works. If a person sees an animal which is hefker, and his moishachit b'shus harabim, moishachit doesn't work. Mishicha certainly doesn't work b'shus ha-moicher. The person has to be moishach, we mentioned this point. If a person wants to be moishach a chefetz, he's buying it, and he wants to be moishachit b'shus ha-moicher, the mishicha doesn't work. Whether it works b'shus harabim is subject to a machlokes ha-meroim in ksubis, taf lamed aleph. If you hold the Mashiach does not work b'shus harabim, you have to be talking over here about a simta. A simta definitely Mashiach works. That's the pashtus in the Mishnah. Tosfos Yom Tov brings down these tzadim. He does bring it sad, b'shem the Muki Yosef, that machloikis, whether Mashiach works b'shus harabim, is only when we're talking about Ruvain being Mashiach a behemoth to be koina from Shimon, but not when we're talking about Kinyon and Gneva. Remember that Kinyon and Gneva is not really Reuven being koine Shimon's behema. Reuven can't be koine Shimon's behema by force. Kiyone Geneva means it's nichnas into Reuven's rishus to be mechayiv him. He becomes the ganav, he's mechuyiv even if it was nenas. So for that din, to become a ma'aser geneva and it's machnas b'shusay, that he's the responsible party, that would work even b'shusay rabim. Muki Yosef is chilek on Tosfos, he holds that there is a chilek. That the Machlek Samiroim is not shaykhed over here. Those are the two tzadim over here.